The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss AI for influencer marketing. Joining us is Ismael El-Kudsi, who is the co-founder and CEO of Social Publi, which is an award-winning influencer marketing platform that connects marketers with influencers across multiple social media platforms, serving some of the world's biggest agencies and brands. And today, Ismael and I are going to discuss if AI is the next frontier for influencer marketing. All right, here's my conversation with Ismael El-Kudsi, the co-founder and CEO of Social Publi. Ismael, welcome to the MarTech Podcast.
Thank you for having me today, Ben.
Very excited to have you on the show. Appreciate you not only staying up late. Rumor has it you are in Madrid, Spain. So you're bearing the heat, staying up late to record this podcast. It's not lost on me how much effort you put in to get here. And tell our audience a little bit about what's happening, not only in influencer marketing, a channel that's becoming increasingly important, but also a channel that's being more driven by artificial intelligence. Tell me a little bit about the changes that you've seen in the influencer marketing space and how is AI driving the channel forward?
Yeah, of course, AI is big news and is making an impact across all fields. And influencer marketing is no exception. So this is a new technology that is transforming everything and also the influencer marketing space. For instance, AI is playing a big role in marketing. For influencer platforms, the advertisers can learn from previous data and make better decisions because today we have more access to information. So we are not blind anymore and we can learn from previous mistakes what was working and what is not working today. And that is helping our brands to get better results. But also for influencers, many influencers are using AI to stake out their target audiences and to research content. They can create maybe 20 copies in less than a second. I mean, for their post, they can create new images for their Instagram or TikTok post. Not only for brands, but also for influencers, is changing a lot.
What I'm hearing from you is that influencer marketing is being impacted by artificial intelligence in a couple of different ways. One, there is the influencer sourcing, matching your brand with the right influencers. Two, there's sort of an explosion of content production. And three, there's got to be some evaluation as well. Walk me through those three stages. How is artificial intelligence helping marketers do a better job of understanding who is the right influencer?
Sorry, an influencer is a good fit for your brand or for your partnership is crucial. And there is a lot of fraud in this world of the influencer marketing. So through AI, you can, for instance, search for a very specific influencer partnership. We at Social Publi, we use AI to detect the influencer age, for instance, their influencer interest, their niche, their location, even because we are an international company, we're working in 35 countries. So it's not the same an influencer in Peru than in Mexico, even though they are very close, it's different, totally different. So with AI, we can detect that even, and this is the most important thing that we are now doing, even you can detect if an influencer has done a previous partnership with your competitor. Imagine that you are Nike and you are hiring three influencers in Peru. And you don't even know the country. if you only rely on data, I'm going to hire this influencer because he has a million followers. If you only rely on that, that could be false because that influencer could have been working for Adidas. I mean, maybe he has been paid for another brand, but even there are some brands that you can wear in your daily basis and could be a competitor of the brand that is now paying you. So that's why it's so important to analyze not only like a snapshot of your content, but the previous content that that influencer has already uploaded. And not only in text, because sometimes you can say something in text like, I love Levi's, and you are wearing another brand. So it's not only text, but the image recognition is crucial for us. That's something that we are working hard. That's something that is very related to brand safety, that maybe we could chat about that a little bit later. And this is something that brands are usually taking care of because it's the most important thing for a marketeer.
Tell me a little bit more about the technology behind, you mentioned brand safety, but basically cataloging some of the image-rich creative that influencers are creating. What are the tools and resources? Is it something proprietary that you've built? Is it something that everybody that's using influencer marketing can use basically to take the, let's take an Instagram influencer as an example. Let's look through all of their previous Instagram tag. What are the products that they are wearing and what are the brands they've been associated with? How do you go through that process?
So everything we have in place is developed by ourselves. Me and my co-founder come from Microsoft. We worked at Microsoft many years ago. And we are a tech company at the end. Even though we are in the influencer marketing industry, we are a tech company and we are working for any other agencies in the world. So everything is done in-house. But of course, we are using APIs, free APIs, sometimes from ChatGPT or Google's one that are usually the best. But we are using a lot of different APIs. Maybe for a small functionality like knowing your age, we are using three different APIs. So, you know, hard coding from scratch is more than using previous APIs that are not always free, but many of them are free on the internet. And we are like using them to enhance our hard coding program. But we have like 10 engineers working only on that. So it is everything made at home.
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. All right, so you've got a proprietary system that ingests the content from an influencer, uses things like publicly available image recognition and tagging software to understand brands and products that have been featured in some of their imagery. And that'll help you figure out, is this somebody who actually cares about my brand? Is it somebody that has been using my products or services or competitors as well? Once you find your list of influencers and you've done your sanity check on who's going to be the right fit for your company, talk to me about the process of using artificial intelligence to manage the relationships. It seems like that's always one of the biggest challenges with influencers, not only just finding good influencers, but you got to find them at volume. And so the relationship management can be very challenging. How's artificial intelligence helping with that?
For us, we have 500,000 influencers that has manually signed up into our system. So we are not searching for influencers over the internet. We are searching first within our database. But for advertisers, brand safety, and this is a big limitation for AI, brand safety is top priority. So it is very important to have a human oversight of influencer marketing campaigns. You cannot let the machine run the campaigns. I mean, we could do that, but 99% of our campaigns are human supervised because our clients don't want that everything is done by the machines. So of course, we do a content review, which is manually, to ensure that all the influencer-generated content is aligned with the brand guidelines, because sometimes the brand has everything very clear and the influencer didn't understand that exactly. So I would say 99%, again, of our campaigns are human supervised. And bear in mind that we are specialized in micro-influencers, so influencers with less than 50,000 followers. This is beer money for them. Like influencers, they are not the Kardashians anymore. You cannot let only AI, and this is the main problem that AI is suffering today for influencer marketing, is that today is not ready to let the machine run your campaign. So everything has to be supervised. But of course, it helps us, and only for brand recognition or even for detecting if you are wearing a brand in your t-shirt. It took us 2 years to develop that functionality. And now when ChatGPT and Google start launching their APIs, this is solved in a minute. So, of course, it's helping us, but like you said, the process of approving content is human. And this is the only problem that AI is facing today that is not human at the end.
So it seems like the influencer sourcing, the vetting, the understanding, their credibility, competitive separation, all of that can be handled through artificial intelligence. Once you've built a relationship with the influencer, you still have to check to make sure that their work is actually being published and is up to your brand standards manually. And then you get to the hard part, the evaluation. As a marketer, this is always something that we always want to be a exact science. And the same thing happens in podcasting. Everybody wants to buy podcast ads and know exactly how many conversions were attributed to you being mentioned on a podcast. But the problem is people are listening, not clicking. And with influencer marketing, people are being exposed to a piece of creative in a social network, and they're not necessarily bouncing out of that to your website. So attribution gets terribly messy. Talk to me about how you can use artificial intelligence to understand the impact of an influencer campaign.
You are totally right. I mean, even the social networks like X, the old Twitter, they don't drive traffic to your website. So even if you hire the best Twitter account with 10 million followers, they maybe send you, I don't know, 1,000 clicks. So it's not traffic campaigns, and ROI is very hard to measure. So what we are doing is that we are boosting that content, especially on Instagram and on TikTok. We are boosting that content with ads, with social ads, but boosting the content that the influencer has created, not the content of the brand. So if I hire you to promote whatever a car or a marketing publication, we are not boosting the content of that publication. We are boosting the content that you have created by yourself. And that drives CTRs around 4% in some campaigns, which is unbelievable, and that you cannot have in SEM or social media campaigns. It's impossible to have those numbers. But at the same time, we have started like doing only branding campaigns because at the beginning, we couldn't drive traffic to the website. But now we are more focused on driving traffic and sales even than doing branding. And this is because Instagram, they want to kill the influencer marketing. I mean, if you have a million followers on Instagram, maybe your content, your story is seen only by 3,000 people. So the client is paying you, let's say, 20,000 euros or dollars for a publication or for two publications. And there is only 3,000 people watching your content or seeing your content and clicking on your content, it will be less than 1,000. So that's why we have to invest on boosting that content. And we are doing that with AI, not only to generate the copies, but also to do like a A/B testing to see what content works better. And especially with TikTok, we are getting CPCs of 5 cents, 6 cents, depending on the country, and CTRs of almost 4%, which is incredible. Like I said, we started like 7 years ago as a branding company, and now we are more focused on CPC and all, of course, the attribution, which is something that you always talk about in your podcast. The attribution is very hard, because sometimes the client, they don't have the right implementation of the pixel, the tracking pixel, but we are driving a lot of traffic right now.
So here's my takeaway, and this is influencer marketing, this is podcasting, this is any channel where attribution is difficult or you're running into manual processes. Artificial intelligence is here and it's not going away, and it doesn't solve all of your problems either. There is a somewhere in between where it is useful. I've called this the sandwich phase before, where to effectively use artificial intelligence as it exists today in August of 2023, you need to have human interaction to prompt an artificial intelligence engine to be able to give you a response, accept the response, and then evaluate whether it's successful. And in influencer marketing, this is, I'm going to source the influencers and I'm going to vet whether their imagery is showing a competitive brand. But somebody still has to step in. Somebody still has to check to make sure that what the artificial intelligence is sourcing is in fact correct. Or you go down to the opposite end of the funnel and you're trying to figure out how do you drive conversion rates. You're having your artificial intelligence doing the conversion rate optimization, creating endless versions of creative, of copy. You still need somebody to optimize those campaigns. We're not quite there where artificial intelligence can just take over and replace all of the humans. And maybe that's a good thing for those of us that are in a job working in marketing. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Ismail El Kudzi, the CEO and co-founder of Social Publi. Join us again tomorrow when Ismail and I continue our conversation talking about AI's role in finding the right influencers. If you can't wait until our next episode and you'd like to learn more about Ismail, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter where his handle is Elquidzi, that's ElQudsi, or you could visit his company's website, which is socialpubli.com, that's SocialPubli.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter and you can even apply to be the next guest on the MarTech Podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MARTECHPOD, on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, or you can contact me directly on LinkedIn. My handle is BenJShap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.